Jesus warned today's church through Matthew 24. False prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus said the flood was real, but today many churches are teaching from the pulpit that it's just myth. Just as Satan asked in the garden, did God really say? Genesis 3. Satan's still pulling his old tricks. Will we stand in church? Will we earnestly pray for God's wisdom? James 1. And then in his empowering, stand and demand that the church follow God's word. Lamentations 2:14, God tells the Israelites, what God who doesn't change still says today, your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives. The church leaders taught health and wealth and said that these were messages from God via their false visions. Church leaders did not tell the people that they were sinning. The same is true in many churches today in the name of compassion that is evil. Church leaders are still causing people's punishment as captives to continue. Those churches that today will not teach the truth about sin, but instead say God is so loving, he will tolerate sins that we've decided are natural. Those churches are causing hell forever for the people who believe such lies, even in church. Matthew 24:24, Jesus said that false prophets will arise to deceive in the church. 2 Corinthians 11:13, 2 Peter 2 and 3. Some churches are saying the first chapters of Genesis are myth. Their supporting words are because all the nations of the world have the same story, Judaism just adopted this myth. Even in some mainline churches, they say this. This is absolutely non-logical twisting straight from Satan. God gives us evidence that the worldwide flood is truth because the worldwide peoples teach it. And Satan's having fun in the churches, twisting the evidence around to call it a lie. Think of the logic. We see the evidence that God created the entire universe. What's so hard about God guiding 40 or so men who wrote out his word onto paper, or the dedicated followers who translated it? Where's the logic?